This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Shrestha with the news, the headlines first. Para Taekwondo player Palesha Govardhan wins historic bronze for Nepal in Paris Paralympics 2024. President Ramchandra Pawal and Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli congratulate Govardhan for achieving milestone in Nepal's sports sector. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli pledges to strengthen democracy and constitution. Landslides disrupt various sections of Karnali Highway for 4 days. And Brazil blocks access to social media platform X amid disinformation row. Now the news in detail. Palesha Govardhan has won a historic bronze medal for Nepal in the Paris Paralympics 2024. In the women's under Taekwondo 57kg event under the K44 category match held last night, Palesha defeated Serbia's Marija Michev by 15-8 points to bring a coveted bronze medal for herself and the country. Palesha is also the first Nepali athlete to play in the Paralympics after passing the qualifying round. Nepal has started participating in the Paralympics since the 2004 Athens Paralympics. Palesha started playing Taekwondo since the age of 10 and joined the Para National Team in 2016. Since then, she has participated and won medals in various international competitions. Meanwhile, President Ramchandra Pawal congratulated Palesha for winning a historic bronze medal in the Paralympics 2024. Taking to his social media account this morning, President Pawal congratulated Palesha for the historic feat achieved in Paris of France. Similarly, Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli also congratulated Palesha for the achievement. Prime Minister Oli praised Govardhan for achieving a milestone for Nepal in the sports. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has expressed his commitment for strengthening democracy and the constitution. Releasing the book Into the Fire, written by Captain Rameshwar Thapa today, Prime Minister Oli clarified that no action will be allowed to violate the rights of others in the democratic governance system. Prime Minister Oli said it is not possible for those who fought against democracy to hurt democracy and rule of law. He also stressed the need for a rational implementation of the laws and asserted that democracy should be the norms and values of the government and society. The Prime Minister highlighted the government's efforts to break the cycle of poverty through economic improvements. The Karnali Highway has remained disrupted for 4 days. Vehicular movement along the highway has been obstructed by landslide at various sections such as Gagane Khola of Kalikot and More and Malachor of Dailik. The vehicles ferrying apples grown in Humla and Mugu districts and moving towards Surkhet and Nepalganj have been stuck on roads in Kalikot and Dailik. Chief District Officer of Dailik, Khimlal Bhusal, informed that they were mobilizing resources to remove the debris and resume traffic on the highway. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithvi Subbagurung says the government is actively involved in systematizing the communication sector through updated legislation. In a press meet organized by the Press Chowdhury Nepal, Gandaki Province Chapter in Pokhara today, Minister Gurung mentioned that most of the communication-related laws in the country were outdated. The minister said the incumbent government was moving towards devising new legislations and revising the outdated laws to further streamline the communication sectors. Communication Minister Gurung highlighted the need for amending the communication laws, adding that state-owned media sectors such as Rashtriya Samachar Samiti, Radio Nepal, Nepal Television and Gorkha Patra and postal services were operating in accordance with the aging laws. On the occasion, he informed that the acts related to regulation of social media and cybercrime were near completion. Furthermore, the minister said that the bills relating to the Public Service Broadcasting PSB and Media Council were under deliberation at present. Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Vishnu Paudal has argued that government had ensured political and policy level stability to pave way for development and prosperity in the country, laying a foundation stone for a new building of the Lumbini Province Hospital in Butwal today. Finance Minister Paudal also asserted that present government had made significant achievements in a short time of its formation. Similarly, Finance Minister Paudal underscored the need to restore hope among private entities and garner their trust, so that both the production and productivity would be increased. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupiyan, mutton khana 200 rupiyan. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
Huncha ni mitra, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Viber, WhatsApp jasta samajik sanjal haru matrai chalaune ho bhane Nepal Telecom ma asadhyai sasto mulya ma social media data pack paincha.
स्टार 14-15 हैस डायल गर्नुहोस्
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
वेलकम ब्याक. नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज. Minister for Education, Science and Technology Bidya Bhattacharya has vowed development and promotion of libraries in the country. Addressing a program organized on the 17th National Library Day today, Minister Bhattacharya shared that the ministry was formulating relevant laws and policy for the promotion of libraries. The National Library Day has been observed across the country under the slogan of Library for Constant Education. Former Prime Minister and Chairperson of the CPN Mao Center, Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda, has emphasized that the 10th National Games should be held in the scheduled date. Inspecting the Karnali Province Stadium in Surkhet today, he said the 10th National Games should be held in Surkhet as per schedule, and if there is an attempt to postpone it under any pretext, it will be a disaster for thousands of athletes and sports lovers. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. Telecommunications regulators in Brazil have begun the process of blocking X, formerly known as Twitter, after the Supreme Court ordered the suspension of the social media platform for failing to meet a deadline to appoint a legal representative in the country. According to Al Jazeera, Supreme Court Justice Alexandre de Moraes on Friday ordered the immediate, complete and total suspension of X operations in the country until all court orders are complied with, fines are duly paid and a new legal representative for the company is appointed. The judge has been locked in a months-long feud with billionaire investor Elon Musk over disinformation and free speech. At the core of the dispute, De Moraes argues that Musk refused earlier this year to block accounts responsible for the spread of fake news, hate speech and attacks on the rule of law. At the time, Musk denounced the order as censorship and responded by closing the company's offices in Brazil while ensuring the platform was still available in the country. China and the Philippines have accused each other of ramming Coast Guard vessels in a disputed area of the South China Sea. According to the BBC, the Philippines has claimed a Chinese ship directly and intentionally rammed into its vessel, while Beijing has accused the Philippines of deliberately crashing into a Chinese ship. Saturday's collision near the Sabina Shoal is the latest in a long-running and escalating row between the two countries over various islands and zones in the South China Sea. Within the past 2 weeks, there have been at least 3 other incidents in the same area involving ships belonging to the two countries. The Sabina Shoal, claimed by China as Xianbin Jiao and as Escoda Shoal by the Philippines, is located some 75 nautical miles from the Philippines west coast and 630 nautical miles from China. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Koshi Province, Madhya Province, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Lumbini Province and at a few places of the rest of the provinces. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at a few places of the Koshi Province and Bagmati Province and chances of very heavy rainfall at one or two places of Koshi Province and Bagmati Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Para Taekwondo player Palesha Govardhan wins historic bronze for Nepal in Paris Paralympics 2024. President Ramchandra Pardal and Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli congratulate Govardhan for achieving milestone in Nepal's sports sector. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli pledges to strengthen democracy and constitution. Landslides disrupt various sections of Karnali Highway for 4 days. And Brazil blocks access to social media platform X amid disinformation row. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.